Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I am super glad that you are joining me today, and I have a really cool, good show lined up for you all this evening. It's evening now, but it's probably not where you are. Anywho, so we're going to be talking about four bands per usual today. Definitely a bit of a different show. We have some more what you may call mainstream bands, but I think you're going to learn some really cool things about them and also maybe hear some music you didn't know from them. We're going to kick the show off today by talking about a really small indie band called Miniature Tigers, followed by Mika, who is super cool and I cannot wait to talk about him. Then we're going to talk about Arctic Monkeys and the queen herself, Lizzo. So let's just jump right in to the show. So first up on our list of bands for tonight is I'm going to be talking about Miniature Tigers. This is another band that my sister showed me. So if you've caught on to the theme of what we do on the shows, a lot of these indie bands have actually been introduced to me by my sister. She is like an indie band fanatic. That's like kind of her main music group. So yeah, that's how I learn about a lot of really cool bands. So Miniature Tigers is an American indie pop band based in Brooklyn, New York City. They combined elements of indie rock, synth pop, and dream pop, which was kind of something interesting. I had never heard of that before. So I did a little investigating, if you will. And dream pop is a subgenre of alternative rock that was developed in the 80s. This style is templified by a preoccupation with sonic texture and atmosphere as much as a melody, which genuinely doesn't make any sense to me. I am not a very much that type of music person where stuff like that, where I understand stuff like that. Like, I love listening to music, but I don't have very much history learning music. But it often overlaps with the related genre of shoegazing, and these two genres together have been used interchangeably. So that was something new that I learned. The band is made up... Oh, we're back on to talking about Miniature Tigers. The band is made up of Charlie Brand, who is lead vocals and he also plays guitar, Rick Scheiser, who plays keyboards and guitar, Algernon Quashi, who plays guitar, and Brandon Lee, who plays the bass. They first began their like music career with a national tour in October of 2008, which including playing a set at the 2008 CMG Music Marathon, which is a specific marathon that is ran by an online media company, and it's held in New York City every year, which is cool. I've actually never heard of that, so when I researched a little bit more about this band, I learned some new things. They have since then toured with Ben Folds in January and played in the 2009 Monolith Festival in September. They have also toured with Fun, which is maybe a band that is like a blast from the early 2000s, 2010s, when maybe you would have first listened to that. And they toured with Fun in support of their latest album at the time, which was Some Nights, which is like, you all know that song. It's like, you know which one I'm talking about. I was going to sing for a second, but then I decided it probably better not. So in 2006, Rolling Stones listed Miniature Tigers as one of the best 25 bands on MySpace, which is a very early 2000s sentence. That's kind of where they got their start, was on MySpace. The band has also received favorable attention from Spin magazine, which included Miniature Tigers in its list of the 9 hottest bands playing CMJ in 2008. Death and Taxes, which is a music magazine, awarded the band's Black Magic song and Black Magic EP and White Magic EP 4 stars, calling the band terribly endearing. They released a music video for their song Cannibal Queen, and it was featured on MTVU and MTV2 in 2009. The band's fourth album, Cruel Runnings, was released in 2014, and specifically June, with cover art that was actually inspired by Memphis Group, which is interesting. I've never heard of that group either before, but they are a... It's not like a musical group like I thought initially, but it's actually a type of Italian designer and a specific type of architecture. So that's cool. And kind of lastly, the last thing that I could find of them being active was that they contributed music and appeared in the 2015 romantic comedy Sleeping with Other People. So that kind of is all I could really find about that band, which kind of is a little bit interesting to me because I thought, like, for some reason that they were, like, more modern. Sorry if I just cut out there. I just, like, hit my microphone. But I kind of thought, yeah, that they were, like, a little bit of a more modern band than perhaps other bands, I guess. But because I tend to see most of the stuff that my sister, like, shows me. But this band kind of seemed like they have been pretty inactive since 2015, which is kind of interesting. But anyway, the song that I'm going to be playing for you guys tonight by them is called Like or Like Like. And as you can probably guess from the title what it's going to be about, it's a short little song, but it's definitely my favorite one by them. I've only really listened to a few of their songs and a few of their albums, so it's definitely a band that I want to spend a little more time really getting to know. So, without further ado, enjoy Like or Like Like by Miniature Tigers.
I watched you through your window, I was wearing that dumb sweatshirt, I looked like a goon. I was dressed for winter, even though it was the middle of June. I watched you get undressed, I must have turned bright red, cause I couldn't stand to face you. Cause I liked what I saw, maybe we should just stay friends. Tell me how you feel about me, do you like a lie like me? Tell me what you really feel, do you like me? Just say you do. I climbed up your front porch and I doorbell ditched you and I felt so bad. Ooh, couldn't cop to what I did, so I laughed myself sick off the way to my
I hope you enjoyed that song. I personally love that song. I think it is so unique and I think it has such a cool beat and such a cool sound. And I think it's really unique and unlike a lot of things that I hear nowadays. So I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you felt the same. Yeah. So this brings us to a time where we're going to take our first break. In case you forgot, you're listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about Mika, so definitely stay tuned. And I'll talk to you all in just a few minutes.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio. Carbon emissions represent man's greatest controllable contribution to global warming. If you like to breathe crisp, healthful air, think about this. For every mile driven, 1 pound of carbon particulate matter is released into our atmosphere. Before you jump into your car, next time, ask yourself if you can make the trip on your bike instead. And keep it clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited for this next artist. We're going to be talking about Mika, but in case you forgot, you're listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get right back into it. So like I said, we're going to be talking about Mika. He is definitely an artist that's been around for a while. I mean, I guess not like that long when you think of like other artists, but he's definitely been around. So let's just get into a little history. His birth name is Michael Holbrook Pennyman Jr. He was born August 18th, 1983, but he is better known for his stage name Mika, spelled M-I-K-A. He is a Lebanese-born British recording artist and singer-songwriter. After he recorded his first extended play, Dodgy Holiday, Mika was named the number one predicted breakthrough act of 2007 in an annual BBC poll of music critics, which is called Sound of 2017. Mika released his first full-length studio album called Life in Cartoon Motion on Island Records in 2007, which sold more than 5.6 million copies worldwide and helped Mika win a Brit Award, winning for Best British Breakthrough Act. That is a tongue twister. And he then received many NAMI nominations, and he topped the UK singles chart in January of 2007 with his song Grace Kelly, which is the song we're going to be listening to. It is my favorite song. It might be one of my favorite songs of all time. And I know you're probably thinking that I say that a lot, and I do, but this is really one of them. He has since then gone on record for, gone on to record four studio albums, with his most recently been called My Name is Michael Holbrook, released on October 2019. He as well served as a judge / mentor on both the French version of The Voice and the Italian version of The X Factor. He has also starred in his own lifestyle kind of TV show in Italy called Sarcasa de Casa Mika. I do not speak Italian, in case you didn't know from that pronunciation. So if you do speak Italian, I'm really sorry. So I do have definitely more history on him because he's a little bit bigger than I had on Miniature Tigers that we just learned about. So that's kind of cool. He was born in, born in Lebanon, but was raised in the United Kingdom. He is one of a lot of kids, and he has a Lebanese mother and an Israeli-born American father. They were pretty, like, normal people, I would say. His father was a banker, and his mother was, you know, worked as a mother, because that's kind of what was the norm back then. When he was just a year old, his family, like I had said, moved out of Lebanon because there was lots of wars, and ended up moving to Paris, France, where he first learned to play a piano piece. That is a French name that I'm not even going to try to pronounce. but it's by Joe Dassin. At the age of 7, he wrote his first song, a piano instrumental called Angry, which he now describes as awful. His family moved to London when he was just 9 years old, where he attended the Lycée Francis Charles de Gaulle school, where he sadly experienced a lot of bullying. He also had learning problems and was later diagnosed with dyslexia. So in response to these experiences, he ended up becoming homeschooled by his mother at age 12 for about 8 months. After he then attended a small school in Kingston, which kind of led him to his musical career. Because then he later attended Westminster School and the Royal College of Music, which he eventually left to record his first album at Casablanca Records. As a child, he was trained by Alla Arbuckov, who is a Russian opera professional. So he definitely has a very professional sound to his music. So if you ever are wondering if Mika sounds like he knows what he's doing, the answer is absolutely he does. He has a really unique sound that I think is something, I feel like I always say this, but it's just so true, that it's like very not mainstream, and it's not even like indie in the way you might be thinking of. It's more like juvenile and whimsical. It's very like soft and playful and has a really interesting sound to it that you would, anyone can enjoy that music. It's not like specifically for women or specifically for men or for people who, you know, have been in relationships. It's not necessarily geared toward one audience. Really, anyone can enjoy that. He did a whole bunch of stuff, including, like I had said before, host or being a judge / mentor on the X Factor in Italy. And he wrote a bunch more albums that if I had all of the time in the world, I would definitely love to go into and talk to you about more and more. But I think it would be pretty cool just to kind of focus on his more recent stuff. Pretty famously, he has this song called Lollipop that Ariana Grande actually starred on with him. He wrote it initially and then they later like re-released it with her on the track. So if you were an Ariana Grande fan, you probably have heard him sing and you might not even know that. His most recent song that he released was in May of 2019. It was a single called Ice Creamed. Not Ice Creamed, just Ice Cream. And this announced his fifth studio album, which I had said previously, was called My Name is Michael Holbrook, which was released in October of 2019. Eventually, several other singles came out accompanying this album, as well as music videos that were released over the next few months, such as Tiny Love, Dear Jealousy, Tomorrow, and Sanremo. The album was promoted in North America in September of 2019 with a small tour called the Tiny Love Tiny Tour, which featured mainly at small venues in New York, Montreal, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Mexico City. In addition, he appeared on the American TV show Late Night with Seth Meyers, which is pretty cool, where he did some live performances, which everybody loved. So as much as I would love to keep talking about him, I really want you guys to be able to enjoy this song. So without further ado, this is Grace Kelly by Mika. It does have like a little like talking bit in the front, in the beginning of the song. So if you like, when you hear that, don't be like, what is this? But it's a song. So yeah, enjoy.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly. Were too sad, so I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
Why don't you like me? Why don't you walk out the door? him.
Right, that was Grace Kelly by Mika. I hope you guys enjoyed that very much. We have to take another short break, but I hope you guys will join me when we come back. We're going to be talking about the Arctic Monkeys, which is a really interesting band, and I have a really cool song for you from them. And after that, we're going to be talking about, like I said, the queen herself, Lizzo. So you're listening to Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy, exclusively on 102.3 FM, Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And I'll be right back.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
It only takes 3 seconds to put on your seatbelt every time you get into a car, and it just might save your life. Car accidents are unavoidable because they are, in fact, accidents. But the choice you make to put on your seatbelt every time you get in the car can change the outcome of a potential accident. Make sure you and your loved ones buckle up every time and help save lives. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio at Dominican University of California. Welcome back, music lovers. We are headed into our third artist of this evening, but just in case you're just joining us, you are listening to Hidden Jams on 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy. This is a show where we give undiscovered or discovered bands even more clout or even more recognition, just really getting the appreciation that they deserve for their amazing music. So, we previously talked about Miniature Tigers and Mika, and we're going to kick off this show, or this part of the show, with Arctic Monkeys. Everybody's heard of the Arctic Monkeys, I'm sure, or some form, possibly heard a song by them, maybe two songs, but definitely nothing like, I mean, I definitely didn't know everything about them when I've heard a couple of their songs, but they are actually really cool. So let's get right into it. So the Arctic Monkeys are an English rock band formed in 2002. The group consists of Alex Turner on lead vocals, guitar, and keyboard, Jamie Cook on guitar and keyboard, Nick O'Malley on bass guitar and backing vocals, as well as Matt Helders on drums and backing vocals. They had a former member of their band, Andy Nicholson, who played bass guitar and did backing vocals, but he left the band in 2006, shortly after their debut album was released. Excuse me. Arctic Monkeys were heralded as one of the first bands to come to public attention via the internet, which is pretty cool. Like I said, they have been active since 2002, so like there really wasn't a whole lot of internet stuff, maybe just IMs. So that's kind of cool. People suggest that they represented the possibility of a change in the way in which new bands were going to be promoted and marketed, which I also think is really cool because like right now you're listening to a radio show / podcast moment about potential bands you might be interested in. And like, I feel like it's kind of like taking it back to, like, you know, people used to listen to the radio to get information, to find out things, to listen to music, all that good stuff. And like, this band really made it because they were like the first band to really be noticed on the internet. And now, like, so many bands get noticed on the internet. That's like how people get noticed. So it's kind of cool to know that like Arctic Monkeys was like one of the first people that really got noticed that way. Their debut album called Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not was released in 2006 and became the fastest selling debut album in the UK chart history. And it has been hailed as one of the greatest debut albums. That's crazy, because I definitely didn't know that. That album won Best British Album at the 2007 Brit Awards, and the band's second album, Favorite Worst Nightmare, which was released in 2007, also won Best British Album in the 2008 Brit Awards. They went on to release Humbug in 2009 and Suck It and See in 2011. The band's global recognition definitely rose when they released their fifth album in 2013 titled AM, which was supported by the global hit Do I Wanna Know, and you've definitely heard that song. It like has that really like heavy beat drum. It's like in a lot of truck commercials. I think like you definitely will see like a Chevy truck like pulling stuff. I don't know. I know nothing about trucks, in case you couldn't tell from that little bit of knowledge. And it has this like banana na banana na na. I am no singer. In the background. Well, that's what this song, that's what that's from. Anyway. AM became their second top 10 song on the US Billboard 200 and topped 4 Billboard charts in 2013. It was certified platinum in the US and in the United Kingdom. In the UK, the Arctic Monkeys became the first independent label band to debut at number 1 in the UK with the first 5 albums. So they really kind of took the UK by storm. They definitely had gaining popularity in the US and in other places, but like main, like really took the UK by surprise, and like people really, really liked them. AM went on to being one of the UK's best-selling vinyl albums of the decade, selling over 73,000 units and earned 4 times platinum there. At the 2014 Brit Awards, the album became the 3rd to win British Album of the Year. So they have now won 3 British Album of the Year, and it's just only in 2014. They released their 6th album, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, in 2018, and this was a major difference from a lot of the band's previous very guitar-heavy work, incorporating lounge pop, space pop, glam rock, and psychedelic pop, which has definitely been a theme throughout this show. We like psychedelic pop here. Their new album, though, kind of incorporated more elements of jazz, things that were really different, really unique, and super funky, but worked really well. This album received a Best Alternative Music Album nomination at the 2019 Grammy Awards, and it was their second album that actually got that nomination, which was, the first one was the Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. However, they did not win. The Arctic Monkeys alone have won 7 Brit Awards, winning Best British Group 3 times, which I know probably sounds like they're not very undiscovered, not very small. You're probably like, what are you talking about? This is like a clearly very well-established band. And they definitely are. But I know personally, like, I'm someone, I love music, and I like had barely heard of anything about them except for songs that I liked by them. So I think it's kind of cool that you can, you know, relearn to love a band you already thought you liked. So in total, they have been nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, have sadly won none of them, but have been in several different editions of Rolling Stones, including Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Album of All Times list. I didn't even know that. That is insane. I don't know what else is on that list, but I assume there's some, like, you know, really good stuff in there, probably like Queen and other just like rock legends. So that's pretty cool. And all of the band's albums have topped the UK albums chart, and they headlined at the Galtonsbury Festival twice, in 2007 and in 2013. So like a lot of bands, I would love to sit here and be able to tell you like everything about them, but I really want you to be able to jam out to this song. This song is kind of cool because it's making a big comeback on the very viral app TikTok. This song is Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High? And Miley Cyrus did a cover of this, which is really awesome. She has a really unique voice. It's not just like Hannah Montana. Like, it's different and it's super cool. So if you like the song, definitely go check out her cover of it. But yeah, so without further ado, this is Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High by the Arctic Monkeys. Enjoy!
The mirror's image tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes. Decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls into my mind. Talking the same shit, I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls until my message you replied.
Welcome back. I hope you... Oh, wait. You didn't go anywhere. I hope you enjoyed that song. That was Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High by the Arctic Monkeys. But anyway, welcome back to the show, to me talking. I hope you guys enjoyed that song a lot. I love that song. Really good, really unique, and really different. We have to take one more short little break before we talk about, like I've said multiple times, the queen herself, Lizzo. So I hope you come back and join me for that. And I will talk to you guys in just a few short minutes. All right, welcome back, everybody. You have made it to your fourth and final artist of this evening. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Our final artist that we're going to be talking about today is the queen herself, Lizzo. She is everything. She is incredible. But before we get started, of course, you are listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, on 102.3 FM, Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's dive right in. So everybody knows Lizzo. She has gained some serious popularity in the last couple of years because she's amazing. So totally makes sense why. She is, she was born April 27th, 1988, so she's a Taurus, just like me, and her birth name is Melissa Jefferson, but she is professionally known as Lizzo. She's an American singer, rapper, songwriter, and flutist, as well as a icon for women everywhere. She is a feminist icon as well as someone who just really promotes body positivity. She was born in Detroit, Michigan, and grew up in Houston, Texas, where she began performing before eventually moving to Minneapolis, where she began her recording career. Before singing with Nice Life and Atlantic Records, Lizzo released two studio albums called Lizzo Bangers in 2013 and Big Girl Small World in 2015. However, her first major label EP, Coconut Oil, was released in 2016. She attained mainstream success with the release of her third studio album, Because I Love You, which peaked inside the top five of the U.S. Billboard 200. Something that's actually really cool about this is that she had been producing music for a long time, obviously, before she got her big break. And she had a song that was actually released in 2017 called Truth Hits. That's not what it's called. I'm sorry, I'm like stumbling over my words. Called Truth Hurts, which became a viral sleeper hit. It went crazy, and the reason that it did is actually because of this Netflix movie that I am blanking on the name. Oh, it's called Somebody Great. It has Gina Rodriguez, a lot of other really cool actors in it, and that's where that song kind of like, I saw that song after that on all of social media, people being like, this is such a good song. And so that song, even though it was released in 2017, was featured on her 2019 Cause I Love You album in the deluxe version. It also spawned two singles, Juice and Tempo, which are two songs that were really popular. And Truth Hurts, which was released in 2017, topped the Billboard Hot 100s 2 years after its initial release, which is pretty interesting. Around this time, her 2016 single Good as Hell also climbed the charts, reaching to the top 3 on Hot 100 and top 10 of the UK singles charts. That's a song we're going to be jamming out to later tonight, so get ready. Lizzo received 8 Grammy nominations at the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards, which was the most for any artist that year. Nominations included Album of the Year for the deluxe version of Cause I Love You, Song of the Year and Record of the Year for Truth Hurts, as well as Best New Artist. She did win awards for Best Urban Contemporary Album, Best Pop Solo Performance for Truth Hurts, and Best Traditional R&B Performance for the song Jerome. Aside from singing and rapping, Lizzo also takes up acting roles. She has served in a voice performer in the animated film Ugly Dolls, which is interesting, and appeared in crime comedy drama film Hustlers. Time named Lizzo Entertainer of the Year in 2019 for her metric rise and contribution to music. And in addition to her 3 Grammys, she's also won a Billboard Music Awards and a BET Award and 2 Soul Train Music Awards. She is awesome, in case you couldn't tell from how I'm speaking of her. I love her. She is such an inspiration. She was born in Detroit, like I had said, and at the age of 10, her family relocated to Houston, Texas. She started rapping as a teenager in the southwest part of Texas. And around the age of 14, she formed a musical group called Cornrow Click with her friends. At this time, she kind of acquired the nickname Lizzo as a variant of Lissa, which was like a nickname for Melissa, obviously, which was inspired by Jay-Z's Izzo song. I don't know that song. After graduating high school in 2006, she studied classical music, focusing on the flute at University of Houston. And at the age of 21, after the death of her father, she lived out of her car for a year as she tried to break into the music industry, which she eventually moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota in 2011. So she genuinely had a pretty slow rise to fame. Her she worked really hard to get where she's at, and even though like people are like, oh, she really gained popularity overnight, which might be true and actually is true, but she's been putting music out forever. It's kind of similar to Cardi B in the sense that like Cardi B was making music forever, and then finally people started to like really hear her with Bodak Yellow. So it's kind of similar with Lizzo, that she's been putting out music for a long time, and it took a while for her to get the recognition she deserved. That's why she's a hidden gem, you know? So her commercial breakthrough was in 2016 with her extended play Coconut Oil that contained the song Good as Hell, which eventually did top the charts like I was talking about earlier. And it was also on the film Barbershop. She has that song, the Good as Hell song you're going to hear, you might recognize it from like a movie or something. It is like the iconic movie soundtrack. It's like when they walk out of a salon or like are on a shopping spree, like that's a song that is always playing. One of her favorite songs, one of my favorite songs she wrote was Juice, which was the lead single from her third studio album. It's a little too explicit to play on the podcast, so definitely check that out if you haven't heard it already. I actually got the honor of seeing her perform live at Poptopia, which is a Bay Area local kind of radio station playlist live type of thing. Bunch of artists play, and she is incredible. And she describes herself as not wanting to just be one thing, and she's not. She is everything. And I love her. And I'm super excited to play the song for you that we're going to play tonight. So without further ado, I really want you to be able to enjoy this song. Please enjoy Good as Hell by Lizzo.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell.
Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell.
Woo, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool shit. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Baby, how you feeling? All the big fights, long nights that you've been through. I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So go and let it all hang out tonight. Cause we don't love you anymore. So walk your fine ass out the door. And do your hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was Good as Hell by Lizzo. I love that song. I think it's everything. So I really hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I do. Unfortunately, that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you and hear you and know you're back next week. We have a great show next week, so make sure to tune in every Friday. There's a new episode of Hidden Jams. You're listening to Hidden Jams, like I said, with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I hope you have a great week, and I will hopefully see you back here next week. Bye!